interesting piece I saw here from Sitzer Chaim, from Chaim Friedlander, and it just shows the genius of Chazal, of and how easy it's overlooked by, if you're not medayik properly, in a Nusach HaTzvillah. Al HaNissim, every single word has an enormous, enormous, profound message behind it. Last year we did a few messages, this year I've got a beautiful piece over here. First of all, it mentions B'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan. B'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan. Why does it have to say Ben Matisyahu ben Yochanan? You know, it doesn't say by, we talk about Anissim, for Purim, Ben Mordechai ben Yoir. It doesn't say the name of who it came from. Why talk about Matisyahu ben Yochanan? Why is that so important to have Ben? Why is that important? Secondly, we have to identify with exactly what went on there. It was a massive, huge, incredible superpower. It was America with everything they had against a little tiny, I don't know, Fiji. Yeah, it goes along and they start making war with America. It was an enormous miracle. It's incredible, incredible. And but in the Nusach HaNissim,
that's what our Prime Minister wants to do now.
In Nusach HaNissim, it is basically, it hardly talks about what they did. It all talks about Kodesh Baruch Hu. Madata, Omad, you stood up for him, Be'isarosom, Ravta, you fought as Rivon, Danta, you judged as Dinom, Masarta, you put Geborim Ad Chaloshim, V'lecho, Osiso, you did everything. Very interesting, it doesn't say what Klal Yisrael did in order as much. At the end it says, the last few words, Pinas Hechelech, Matiris Mitzashechel, there's a little, it doesn't even talk about the war Bechlal, it doesn't talk about how they were fought against this massive battle, how bravely and courageously he stood up against this massive Greek army. Amazing, incredible, it doesn't say that. Why? Thirdly, and this is something I'm sure you all brought up, all understood, is there's a lot of sequences here. For example, there's it says Geboirim B'yad Chaloshim. So Geboirim B'yad Chaloshim is Geboirim, even though they were Chaloshim, even though they were weak, the Geboirim fell afilu in the hands of Chaloshim. You understand? Geboirim fell even though they were Chaloshim. Rabim fell even though it was Ma'atim. So it was afilu. Carries on though, and it says Tmeim B'yad Tohirim. It wasn't Tmeim even though they were Tohirim. It was because they were Tohirim. It was Biglal. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So too Rishoyim wasn't Rishoyim, Biglal they were Tzadikim. Zaydim Biglal Itkis HaRisachel. So the first two was even though Afilu, the rest was Biglal, because they were Tzadikim, and because they were Tohirim, and because they were Tzadikim, that is why they fell into the hands, not even though. So why is that sequence changed? What happened over there? There was suddenly change of sequence. So Chaim Friedlander has a piece over here which is outstanding, and I'm sorry we only have 10 minutes to answer this, but he says that this. He says that that's not Pshat. He says the Pshat is that the sequence just goes all the way through, and it's all Biglal. Just like it was because they were Rishon that fell into the hands of the Tzadikim, and just like because they were Tamein that fell in the hands of Tohirim, so too, because they were Rabim that fell into the hands of the Miyatim, and because they were the Geborim, that's why they fell into the hands of the Chaloshim. Because, how does that work? What's the shot there? Listen to this, this is how he goes into this. And he says, because Al HaNissim is giving us not just what, but how it happened, why it happened, what was the source, what was the key to make it happen. Absolutely brilliant. What is the idea behind this? So he says that, as you know, the name of a person represents their sources of power and weaknesses as well. The Remeo, Gemara says, Remeo hoyadoyer shemois. Remeo darshan names of people, right? So therefore, every name a person has is given to him a piruach hakodesh. Given to Ruach HaKodesh, and that represents the essence and the uniqueness and the strengths and the weaknesses of that particular person. So let's say the pre-tzaddik brings down in Chanukah, he says Matisyahu is a lashon of Matat Yud Kei Vav. Means that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him everything. Yeah? Yoichanon is Yud Vav, again the name of Hashem, Chonan. Means that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him chen. There was chen. In other words, Matisyahu and Yochanan means that Hashem is the one who gives everything and chaynim, and he gives chayim. Right? What does that mean? So the Gemara says in brachas, anyone who sees the name Chanina or Chananya or Yoichanon in his dream, nisei nisim yaseloi, big nisim will happen to him. Right? So Chaim Freelander says, let's take one name and develop that. In other words, he's coming with understanding that the name obviously represents the essence. So Matisyo and Yoichanon represented the essence of every single thing comes from Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, he says, a ness will happen to people who are Chanina. For example, he said, he brings three Gemaras. Rav Chanina ben Doisa. Chanina, Chain, yeah, Chanina ben Doisa. The Gemaras, that the Gemara brings in Tainis, one Erev Shabbos, he comes and he sees the daughter very upset. Why is the daughter upset? That she lit, instead of the candles of Erev Shabbos, instead of using olive oil, or oil, she used chaynate. She used vinegar. If she's vinegar, she's very upset. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi she'oy me she'shemen miyadlik? Chayna she'chayna tsviyadlik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why does oil burn? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it to. So Hashem, who said oil should burn, vinegar will burn as well. Now, for vinegar to burn is a miracle. It's a nace. How can he be slaymach on a nace? Faket, the Gemara says, anyone who's slaymach on a nace, what happens to him, it gets an oynesh, and how it manakulim is chayos sake of yuschusim. How can you be slaymach on a nes? The teretz is, and this is the yisoid that happened with Rechanina ben Doisa. Rechanina ben Doisa, you know, it's like a Purim. You know, a guy comes in with a silly mask, right? And he's trying, he's acting all silly, making a funny accent, and he say to him, Moishi, take your mask off, right? There's no point Moishi wearing his mask anymore, and if I can see it's Moishi. Starts squawking around like a chicken. Moishi, come on, no, come on, don't be silly, right? Rav Chanina ben Doisa was so clear of who the Ribbono Shel Olam was. He had such a clear focus. There was absolutely no difference between nes happening or teva. Just like a nes is given by the Ribbono Shel Olam as an incredible source of bracha and matana, every single thing of teva is given by the Ribbono Shel Olam as an enormous source of rotzon, of chayin, as matana. And therefore, just like a nes can happen, yeah, teva is also a nes. Every single thing is a matana from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, for chaymits to burn, big deal. It's as much as a nes to happen for shaman to burn. There's no difference, bechlal. There's absolutely no difference. But even for shaman to burn is a matana from Ribbono Shel Olam. So for chaymits to burn is no big deal. And if you're not taking away from zchusim, so zchusim is only if a person realizes that he's a great person, he's a great tzaddik, and Ribbono Shel Olam stood me a nes beyond what I deserve, that it takes away from his zchusim, that brings gaiva. But he was such a person who was so focused on what Ribbono Shel Olam was, that every single thing he gives him, I don't deserve, and it's matnas chinam, and I don't deserve. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I could do nisim to you. Something which is totally beyond what a normal person can expect. The Mor brings another maaser. The Mor brings a maaser that was a witch. There was a machshefa who tried to get underneath the feet of Rav Chanina ben Doisa to kill him, to make magic underneath his feet. So he wasn't one bit bothered. So they said to him, I do not know. Machshefa means is that it has a koyach to change around. Is able to change around in Shemayim. So Gemara says, no. If able to go, so the person should die. So Shani Rechanina and Doisa the Nofish Zuchusei. He had a lot of Zuchusei. Moth Peshat explains to Chaim Freelander that when a person believes for a second that Teva is in the hands of another human being, then they have control over another human being. But if every single thing in this world is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam, if every single thing is in his control, then nobody has the smallest ability to harm you, to take anything away from you, and do anything to you, because every single thing is in the hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's totally in his control. So this witch, or this thing, I don't see that they have control, because everything's in Hashem's hands. And so it's not possible for them to damage Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. And a final Gemara. The Gemara says, in Tainus, Kol Olam Kuloi, Nizoyin b'shul Chanina b'ni. The whole world gets fed because of my son Chanina, even Rishoyim, because of the chus of Chanina. But Chanina b'ni dayo b'kav cherubim er Shabbos er Shabbos. And all that Chanina ate was a kav, a small amount of carrots from week to week. Now Chanina ben Daisa could have davened Rav Yishan and given me a lot more. The Gemara brings down that he davened Rav Yishan and it's raining. The whole world happy and amitzah, Rav Yishan stopped the rain. He had ability to completely control nature. He could have davened Rav Yishan, give me more. I don't want carrots. I want herring. Yeah, and he could have got that as well. Why did he not ask for that? Because it was namad iksufa. He was embarrassed. Rebbein Shlomo gives him something, even if I work for it. Even if I work for it, Rebbein Shlomo is giving me something? Who am I? Rebbein Shlomo is giving me even a piece of bread. I can't ask from the Melech Malchim Lachim something more than a piece of bread. Who am I already? Everything is given to me by the Rebbein Shlomo. Everything is derech nes. Everything is a koyach of Rebbein Shlomo to give me more than I deserve. And therefore, he never asks for more than bread. And that is why when a person lives in a world where every single thing is beyond teva, is all the Rebbein Shalom giving me a nes, giving me chayin matnas chinom, because the Rebbein Shalom, then he's able to bring down the shefa to the world, that the whole world can be nizrin, can be financed, can be fed, because of middah keneged middah. Rebbein Shalom says, it's not teva. Teva means a rasha deserves to be punished. But it's all nesim anyway. Rechnina ben Dosa was able to bring down a maisa nes in order to establish that every single thing is matnas chinam. Therefore, even Rishonim also matnas chinam, Sneikim also matnas chinam. There's no difference in Sneikim and Rishonim. They're all able to be fed. In other words, Rebbein Shleilim is totally in control to such an extent that the more a person realizes how much he is in control, the less teva or gashmias has that ability to control. The Chashmonaim got this perfectly. Matisyahu ben Yechanon. Who's Matisyahu ben Yechanon? A matana and chayin. Every single thing is given to us as a matana. Every single thing is given us as chayin. We don't deserve anything. It's all the Rebbein Shleilam. Everything in the world, if it's teva, it's Rebbein Shleilam. If it's nisim, it's Rebbein Shleilam. And therefore, because they understood it, they had the ability to change round the reality and change everything round. It says on a nisim, Geboyerim b'yad chaloshim, because they felt they were so weak. That's how the Geboyerim b'glal, because of that it fell into the hands. Not even though. Because they were weak, that is how they fell into the hands. Because they were few, Rabim b'yad ma'atim, because they were ma'atim, they knew how small they were, and everything's revolution. That is why ma'atim fell in, just like Rishoyim Yad Tzadikim, Zedim, Ezechim, all b'glal, not afilu. Not even though they were weak, the great ones fell into the hands. Because they felt so weak, that is how they realized they're totally in the hands of the Rebbein Shleilam and had the ability to fall in. So that's Matsyah ben Yechanon, and that is why Geboyim al Chaloshim is actually consistent all the way through. It's Biglal, it's not the term of Afilu. And that is our Avodah Chanukah. The Avodah Chanukah is a Hoidois or a Halal. Hoidah means two things. Hoidah means, number one, to value, ani modeh, I admit, and also to give Todah, thanks. The more the person understands that Rebbein Shleilam is totally in control, that every single thing in his life is matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a more hoidah he will give, the more thanks he will give. And that's why it's in Moedim. It's all about in Moedim to understand and appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs our life to such an extent that every single thing that goes through in our life is lamaisa, a miracle. The fact that we breathe is a miracle. The fact that our heart pumps is a miracle. If a person lives in that world, he's able to live in a whole different reality where even he can expect nisim, because a person sees Rebbein Shalom in the teva, then so clearly that Rebbein Shalom is doing a nes even for that, there's no reason why Rebbein Shalom won't do nisim for him either. So this is V'yomim Mahein V'zman Hazeh Matsyor Ben Yochanan, the idea of Matnas Chinom and the Biglal. Thank you very much.